Welcome back. Game time, 1620 of the Zone, 1620ofthezone.com, and of course, 1620 of the Zone mobile app. Nick Bahr with you live from the Next Gen Mayo Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Really good stuff with Kevin Kugler. Certainly pretty cool sporting events that guy's been a part of the last couple of weeks. Watched the national championship game, Virginia win, then was at Amen Corner for the Masters. So he saw where everything really flipped in on Sunday with Molinari hitting in the water. And you could just feel like, oh my God, it's real. Here we go. This is happening. Really cool stuff with Kugler. And we also talk a little football and hoops with him as well. We got Brian Munson. He's already texting me. Got some things he wants to talk about. He's going to stop by at 1:30. This story, though, is pretty remarkable. So I'm kind of like a closet, like a closet. I don't even know it. Like it's act like it's embarrassing. Like I really enjoy watching Jeopardy. It's a fun. It's good. It's a good show. It's a good way to kind of keep your mind fresh and a good way to realize, like, I am not a very smart human being.
That's a good one.
Basically, it needs to be like a sports category or like a playout, like a rhyming category, you know, like, or a TV movie category. But if it's like 17th century literature.
Nope.
I'm like, we are going to just go ahead and pass on all that. Anything literature, I'm like, psh, y'all got any doctor? Who is Dr. Seuss? This author wrote To Kill a Mockingbird. Nick, who is Dr. Seuss? Ooh, no. So I'm not any literature. Your boy's gonna hang back. All right, I'm waiting for the play on words, the rhyming stuff, and sports and like TV and movies. Music a little bit too. But how about this dude? You see this story? James Holzhauer, who is apparently he's a sports gambler, is rewriting the Jeopardy record books right now on a nightly basis. He topped his own single winnings mark yesterday with winnings of $131,000 to capture his 10th straight victory. Wow. He has won $697,000 doing his 10-day run and is already second on the show's all-time regular play winnings list, only behind, remember, Ken Jennings, when Ken Jennings had that hot streak on him?
Yeah, yeah.
Ken Jennings won more than $2.5 million during his 74-game winning, 74-game winning streak in 2004. Holzhauer is on pace to surpass Jennings in just 36 games.
Wow.
And now owns, I'm just reading from the story here, owns the four most prolific single-day performances ever on the show. Get this. Yesterday, he went 40 for 40 on his responses in the first two rounds. He didn't miss. Every time he buzzed in, it was correct. 40 for 40. He had 71,000 heading into Final Jeopardy. The other two contestants had $5,000. And he risked 60,000 on the final category. I would not have won this category. The Final Jeopardy category is 20th century literary characters. I'd have been like, we'll go ahead and... Can I wager
like 20 cents,
like negative $10 on this?
Is zero?
We're gonna
alone?
Risk a buck, a cool buck. And he nailed it. The
man.
He had the question was his first name refers to the ancient district in which you'd find the Greek capital. His surname is a bird. Do, 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 do. I like doing a Trebek impression. It's fun. You got to kind of wind up on a lot of your words. The board's back to you, George. By the way, the answer was, who is Atticus Finch?
Oh, yeah. You know what? That was my second guess.
Yeah, okay. But how about that? That's impressive, boy.
I love me a good game show.
Yeah.
And that's impressive.
Yes, it's fantastic. Mm. Any literature category, your boy is just going, I'm going to go ahead and put the clicker down. Go ahead, put the clicker down. I'm not going to be needing this. That's unbelievable. I mean, that's impressive. That is impressive. I still stand by the fact that if Trebek was a contestant on Jeopardy, he would kill it. All right, Brian Munson, 1:30. Coming up next, Danny Woodhead. We get to talk to him twice in 1 week? Yes.